there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Now, how can I describe my passenger this week? He's a rock star, he makes his own cheese, he makes his own wine. And the lineup for his big festival this bank holiday August has just been announced. If you love music, if you love food, if you love cheese, if you love wine, then you're gonna love it. He's also buzzing because his band has just been nominated for 2 Brit Awards. Buckle up, tray tables down, it's Blur's Alex James. Final boarding call for Alex James. Thank you. Look who we've got on board. It's Alex James. How
are
you doing, Alex?
Hello, Alan. You're right, mate.
Yes.
I'm fresh.
You're fresh. Oh, that's good. And thank you for flying Alan Air. We're on a plane. We pretend to be on a plane. Oh, why'd you choose Alan Air? Is it because it's a...
Well, travel's very hard to sell because it's all the same. So it's the food that I like about Alan Air. You know, they keep me topped up. The hospitality.
Well, tell us about Britpop Fizz, because we actually serve that on Alan Air. And that's a really good plug, isn't it? Because that's short. Describe it.
Straight in there. Well, these are the golden years of English winemaking. I mean, actually, I remember the first time Blur played abroad. Planes were like flying pubs in those days. Like, they literally threw champagne at you and made you smoke. As soon as you go, like flying gentlemen's clubs.
Yeah. Do you remember that time when you were on a plane and people were just smoking?
Oh,
I remember
that.
Yeah, and you'd smell like...
Concorde was the worst. I only got it once. We had to like cross the Atlantic like 3 times in the week, and the label like, okay, we'll get you Concorde for the third time. And I was really excited about it, thinking it would be this kind of like really rarefied kind of wonderful. Like, it was just like a massive party, like a cross channel ferry in the 80s. Everybody going, whoa, we're on Concorde, it's amazing. Like the racket, and you know, everybody was just getting hammered, and it was
brilliant.
Having a fag.
So you were born in Bournemouth. Tell us about your holidays as a kid. Did you go on holiday?
Bournemouth is a holiday.
It was
enjoying the kind of its last years of the Great Bucket and Spade seaside holiday.
Yeah.
And it still kind of had a bit of an up. Like Tolkien retired to Bournemouth after he'd written his masterpieces. You know, there was still, it was kind of very much a kind of destination that people kind of, it was desirable. It was actually wonderful place to be young, not just because of the town itself, but like so much of the countryside.
And that bloody beach is great, isn't it?
The beaches are amazing. Like just the sea is amazing. Like everyone kind of had boats of you know, whether it was kind of like a surfboard, like something that floated, so that you could kind of explore the sea. And like Poole Harbour is wonderful. There's little islands in there for mucking about. And
what's that nudist beach called?
Shell Bay. Yeah. I mean, that was absent. I mean, as a teenager, that, you know, that was on the open top bus over the Sandbanks Ferry.
Yes.
And it's absolutely totally real.
I mean, you know,
because there's this kind of big expanses of dunes. And, you know, there's, you know.
Lucky June. I was on one in Mallorca, but I had like a coat. But I had pants on. But nudist beach, it's the wrong kind of people go on nudist beach, isn't it? And there's always like an old woman bending over, screwing in a swing ball. You know,
it wasn't quite as sexy as we thought it was going to be.
Could you imagine it's going to be like a Carry On film, isn't it? Like Barbara Windsor, people doing chest exercises, bikinis flying off. But it never is it?
It was and it doesn't do wonders for how you look, like having a dip in the sea. Does it? there was always a kind of frisson about going to Shell Bay, but that is one of the most beautiful beaches in the whole world. But it's not just the beaches. You've got the New Forest to the east of Bournemouth, which is kind of this huge kind of open to the public wilderness.
Yeah,
really.
It's amazing.
You could literally like chuck a tent on the back of your bike. You could just chuck a tent up anywhere.
Yeah,
just take a big dive into the unknown. And I mean, actually, you don't really have to go very far. When the kids were little, we always used to just chuck a tent up in the garden in the summer. You could kind of have a holiday in your garden, actually.
Yeah.
You know, because you're just at the bottom of the garden, it's dark and there's spiders. I think you can travel a long way and kind of go nowhere. Traveling with the band, you know, we stay in really nice hotels, but they're all kind of the same.
Yeah.
It's like McDonald's for rich people, you know.
Isn't it, I suppose, yeah.
But Bournemouth was wonderful. And I actually grew up in a hotel. My granddad ran a B&B. Like, you know, there was a kind of wonderful cottage industry of bed and breakfast guest houses in Bournemouth. And he was a chef and eventually bought his own B&B. And when he died, my family moved in there and my mum and dad ran it. And it was a wonderful thing growing up in a
Amazing childhood.
Absolutely lovely, but by the time I got to 18, I was absolutely bored out of my mind.
Well, of course, and
like needed to go and kind of went to London by accident, really.
Yeah.
And the first person I met there was Graham, Blur's guitar player. I mean, I suppose the greatest gift that being in a band gives you is actually travel. You know, if you have a hit record, you have to go everywhere.
Yeah.
In the world.
Does it spoil travel for you? Because I do have musicians on here and rock stars and comedians and stuff, and then they go, yeah, it does take the fun out of it when you are travelling, which sounds very light, ungrateful. Yeah. But I'm a stand-up, I travel everywhere. But when I'm queuing up to get on that plane and getting me boarding pass, hasn't got that excitement of when I work, believe it or not, in Barclaycard or when I pack shampoo. You know, you're thinking, fuck, I've got to work at the other end of this. It's weird, isn't it?
When you have to be in a different city, different country every day, it is, if you kind of want to make the most of everywhere you go, it is exhausting. And it got to the point where the drummer and I bought a light aircraft and were flying ourselves around just because,
as you do,
just the utter tedium of having to get up with a hangover, drive an hour to an airport, because it's always an hour to the airport.
Yeah, always. And it's the law.
But not if you've got a little plane. It's always 20 minutes to a little airport you can go to. And little airports are
That after we saw you blurring Luca. I needed that light aircraft.
Oh, man.
Wouldn't that have been amazing to go in the back of that?
I mean, it all suddenly stops being kind of like package holiday crew, and you're suddenly into James Bond world.
Yeah.
Kind of these little aerodromes. And it's actually remarkable. Well, it's kind of worth investing.
You were going to say it was quite cheap then, I think.
Well, lighter. I mean, it's a bit like boats. I mean, aircraft to start. My first one was 25 grand.
Yeah.
I mean, and but you can, you can buy a boat really cheaply. Yeah. But you, if you want to spend a billion on a boat, you
know who's got a bloody plane? Carol Vorderman.
She has, hasn't she?
Yeah, I stayed at her house in Bristol. She went, Alan, I've got loose women. Do you want to get in the back? We got in the back. I flew from Bristol to London. £10. She flew me. And she went, Alan, do you know how I'm controlling this? With an app on me. An app.
Wow, it's all gone out now. Myself. Wow.
She said, look, she got an iPad out. Look, this is the plane. I'm like, listen, she's a very clever woman. And so I did feel in safe hands. I'm not being sexist because she's a woman. but I just don't want to. This app freaked me out.
Yeah, no, well,
I want a bit
things,
more.
I mean, things have, I mean, it kind of makes sense because you can hook it up. So it's basically flying off her phone. Like everything you need is in it, like all the navigation and everything, I suppose.
You want it to be fucking fully charged before you get in a light aircraft. If you got a charger, Al, I don't know where we're going. No, but I mean, I know what you're saying. It does sound very decadent, but £10 petrol, amazing. That's good, isn't it?
They're like little yachts, you know, it's like with an outboard, it's got a little outboard motor and they kind of sail through the air.
Yeah.
And, well, so that was a massive game changer because it's like a flying car basically. So all of a sudden, like instead of like Gatwick Nightmare, it was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. They're brilliant. You could go when you want. You go where you want actually. when Blur sort of came to a halt, really, when I got married in 2003, bought a farm on my honeymoon, and I just didn't want to go anywhere after that.
No.
I kind of felt like I landed. I haven't really flown since. At the time, that made a huge amount of sense. Traveling by air, it's not very dignified, is it? I was thinking on the way down, there's kind of a glamour about Heathrow. I think departing from Heathrow is okay. There's kind
Stansted,
of
Stansted, not so much.
Not so much. But having said that, I remember. I mean, well, like when the kids were young, there's so many. There's like five, I've got five kids, and the whole
so many of them.
I had to.
It's your fault, to be honest.
Well, no. I mean, it's best thing ever. But I had to subsidise go on a holiday by travel writing, which I really like. But I remember there was one. We had to go to Bulgaria, and the only way to get there was from like Stansted at like 6 a.m. flight. So it's we're gonna have to spend the night at the hotel into the Stansted Airport Hotel. Yeah, kicking off your holiday with that. But I remember getting there with the kids and they'd never been to a hotel before. So, like, some of the little ones are like, Dad, you get soap. Look, they give you soap. And it's actually, they were just so excited about everything. It's lovely travelling with kids, actually. Yeah. Like, just, a jaded old, rocker. And then they just suddenly, the pure and utter joy, tea bags, biscuit. There's a cat on a biscuit.
Those 6 o'clock flights are never worth it, are they? You think, I'll save myself some money, and then you have to be up at fucking 3 o'clock.
I mean, if you're looking at long haul to LA, some of those long haul flights, it's like.
Have you ever done Sydney? You must have done Australia. I got a job
in filming TV in Australia, and I had to come back to do one thing, and like basically fly back and forward to Australia.
Oh my word! I did that once. Now this sound people. Listening, thinking, Alan, you've changed. But it just shows you as you get older. And like, I remember I was 23, one of the 27, one of the first TV jobs I got to do a 10-minute routine on Melbourne telly. And I flew there. And then for one night, I did the show. And then I got the morning, I flew back to London. That's insane. I could not do that now. But when you're younger, you don't give a shit, do you? Melbourne for 10 minutes. Yeah, I'll do it. Because you're so excited, aren't you? But it's hard, though, isn't it?
I remember coming, the last lot of Blur touring ended in South America, and the last show was in Rio, I think. And everyone had pulled an all-nighter because it was the last show. And we got to the airport, and we were like, "How long's the flight home?" And it was like 8 hours, and everyone was like, "No!" And then someone was like, "It's 12 hours." And everyone was like, "Ray!" So I did 12 hours sleep. Now, I mean, I think it's if you have got to go really. I mean, the best thing to do on aeroplanes, other than drink sparkling wine, is to sleep, I think, isn't it? So it's if you've got a really long flight, it's like, actually, do I push on through, get to the airport exhausted and fall and haul myself onto the plane and just sleep the whole way?
Yeah.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation. Subscription required. Cancel anytime.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Wondersuite from Bluehost.com. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and get a unique WordPress website or store right away. From there, you can customize your design, colors, and content. And Bluehost automatically helps you get found in search engines like Google and Bing. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins, Bluehost makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Learn more at Bluehost.com/Wondersuite.
You mentioned your cheese farm. Now, listen, I work. Yeah, milking those cows' titties. Yeah. No.
That's weird, isn't it? Yeah. You've never done that.
Oh. Well, it was lambing. We had lambing. The lambs were coming out. Did you find the animals are really ungrateful, aren't they? When you think you feed them, you give them a nice... Well, the dirty looks I got off some of these animals, especially the sheep. Sheep are quite mardy. Do you find them?
Sheep are mardy. The steers are the absolute worst, like the young bulls.
Yeah.
They will kill you if they can. Most stuff in the countryside, if it sees you, it will run away. But if you see a steer, and they hang around in packs as well, like moody teenagers.
Yeah.
And, you know, they will front you up.
We had a man that helped us out because obviously I'm quite squeamish, you know, and like when he would stick his hand up.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, no.
No, not
for me. And then he would lie to me, like I'd see a rabbit with like a poorly leg. And I'd go, oh, no. And then he'd go, oh, I'll help it. And then he sort of went behind the shed. And then he said, oh, he's run off now with his friends. And I was like, oh, thanks for that. And then it was only like in the night I went, he's killed that.
Hello, we would like to remind our customers that toilets on Allen Air are non-binary. They are for girls who want boys, who like boys to be girls, who do boys like their girls, who do girls like their boys. Always should be someone you really love. Thank you so much. Goodbye.
Big festival. It's going to South America now.
Yeah. So
how do you organise that? That is a ball ache.
That's my next trip actually to Peru to launch that. And I mean, I have you been to South America?
I've been to Brazil. I went to Iguazu Falls, and I want Chile next. Chile's fan.
I mean,
on my list.
Because back in the 90s. We never really went there. Recently, the last couple of times Blur have got back together, it's been absolutely... They really love British rock bands across South America. And some place, you know, some part... I mean, everywhere's got something going for it, but some parts of the world are kind of easier to connect with than others. Like Japan, I absolutely love. It was fantastic going there this summer, but I've kind of never been to anyone's house in Japan. But South America, I felt this instant connection, and there's... These massive, massive cities, like Mexico City's like three Londons and a Paris or something.
It's
just insanely huge. And that just felt like the most exciting place in the entire world.
Because you know what? I've got a book here, which I, you know, Conquistadors here by Fernando Cervantes. Now, listen, people say to me, Alan, where would you like to go back to in time? Now, this is what I say, you know when they went...
Time travel, now we're talking.
Now I'm excited about time travel. There was one man, when he went in the 1600s with Cortez from Spain.
Stout Cortez.
Yes. He said, he described the old Mexico City before, you know, it was all built over. He said it reminded him of Venice.
Really?
There's so many canals, but with beautiful birds flying over and this amazing wildlife. So can you imagine Venice with, like, beautiful birds of paradise?
That
must be amazing. There's got one man who's seen Venice and seen the old Mexico City. So if I ever invented a time machine, I would love to go back to that. But, I mean, Mexico is... pretty amazing. I do, one of my favourite cities.
But the whole of South America, there's a genuine sense of enchantment about it.
Magical, really magical place.
And Peru particularly, two or three restaurants that last time I was there where I didn't recognise a single ingredient on the menu. Mm. The Amazon's right there, and they got the Andes, and they got the ocean. So there's all these crazy stuff that they're cooking.
Yeah.
that we just don't see here.
And I suppose that's a challenge for your festival, that you're gonna have all these weird and wonderful things. You're gonna have your cheese there, Britpop fizz.
Defo.
What would you have Britpop fizz with? What one of your cheeses? Tell me about your cheese. What's your favourite cheese?
Well, a very nice canapé is a bit of blue cheese, Blue Monday. Blue Monday, on a frazzle.
On a frazzle, the bacon frazzle.
Yeah. It's kind of like a really tasty, snappy, you know, but nice blue cheese. Creamy blue cheese and with the contrasted against the kind of snappy texture of a.
So when you go to South America, they're going to show you all these amazing delicacies, and then you're just going to give them a bit of cheese on a frazzle.
I mean, it's,
this is from England. We bring you frazzles.
Well, no, that's one of the things. You don't realise what you got. You know, until you start travelling and you ain't got any Wotsits. You know, no one's got any Wotsits anywhere, have they? You know, so try getting a sausage roll in France.
Yeah.
Impossible. You know,
never get that. No. Le Greggs.
God, I love Le Greggs.
Where have you been in the world where you've had the most decadent hotel? Where have you been where you've gone, wow, wow, wow? Have you had pillow menu, butler service? I've got to say,
Claridge's takes a lot of beating.
Nice, lovely, yeah.
I mean, for many years, actually, the kids would rather have stayed in a tent than Claridge's, but fortunately that's changed now. One of the great things about being in a band, actually, the record companies do rob you blind, but they do look after you when you're doing promotion. So staying in nice hotels is something that's part of the gift of being in a band. The Mandarin Oriental, Hong Kong, I can't quite believe them. They still let you smoke there, and they and we got stuck. We were supposed to have a show in Taiwan that got cancelled. Like when we got to Hong Kong, so we ended up staying we had the whole band and crew staying in this hotel for like ages. Everybody was really, 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 really happy. What makes remembering your hello, Mr. James. I love a bit of Mr. James.
Yeah.
Do you like getting a bit of Mr. Carl? It's not. I like
then
that.
When I'm on the phone though, and they hear my voice, sometimes I have been Mrs. Carl. Very good, madam. It's Alan. And then sometimes if I'm embarrassed, I just pretend I am a woman. Thank you. Can I have my room service now? Just in my negligee.
but having grown up in a hotel, I do really appreciate like good hospitality. And it's a wonderful thing. The first thing my granddad used to do when his guests arrived was to make them a nice pot of tea and take it up to the room. And that is a wonderful thing. And I mean, the other thing about good hotels is the spa. Do you like a spa? I love a bit of juice.
Do you know what? I love a spa. I don't like the putting the slippers on and the thing when the spa's a long way and then you've got to walk across the car park and people think you've had a breakdown. Or you're sleepwalking, you know, and and then people go, oh, look, there's Alan Carr, you know, and then I've got, you just look, I don't like being, you look like you're not empowered, what's the opposite of empowered? It's demeaning.
You look odd.
Yeah,
you nick the robe from the spa, don't nick the one from the room, they charge you for it, but you nick it from the spa.
Oh, we're full of good hacks on here, yeah. I like a nice massage where they get the I don't like the
see,
one
it's
where
it's not for it's not for everyone. It's not everyone.
You don't
not
like the one with all the oil.
I love a mani, I love a pedi, I love a 90-minute facial.
I'm
all in. I think, especially when you're travelling a lot, that's the first thing I do when I get to hotels, straight in the sauna. It just like completely rinses all the filth
Now this is the most un-rock and roll question I'm ever going to ask. Would you ever get repetitive strain injury from playing your guitar?
Oh, God, it's...
No, because the hairdressers get... You're always hunched over strumming. That sounded a bit wrong.
It's a bass I have to bang. It's not even six strings. It's just four. Let's have a look at your app.
Oh, yeah, you have had it. Mine is quite... Oh, I don't know what that brown bit is. It's a joke.
You don't have to justify having a spa. You work bloody hard. You travel.
It's nice to have a spa.
There's literally no downside to playing the bass in a rock band. I've been racking my brains. So I literally can't think of one.
Amazing.
Oh, my God, this is an emergency. Is there a pilot on board? I repeat, is there a pilot on board? Please make your way to the cockpit. Not you. You've been up for 28 hours and you were clearly twatted.
Where's Blur not successful?
We can't...
Oh, not, no, not, not, that's the wrong word. Not famous. Is there anywhere
Holland,
where they have...
Actually, Holland. They never got it in Holland.
Really?
At all. Which was strangely. Yeah, it's weird. Yeah. Until the Ballad of Darren, this time it actually finally.
Oh, really?
It was like for years and years and years. We do a stadium in Belgium, and then the trucks would all drive to the stadium in wherever's north of Belgium, like Denmark or something. Yeah. And we'd take our guitars and play in a pub in Amsterdam, and then catch the production up.
It's funny because I did a European tour last year, and then some places, you know, Copenhagen, and then Lisbon, and then there'll be like some shitty town that don't want you there, and you're like, what's your problem?
It's funny, it's quite, you know, it's sort of like the weather, isn't it? It's nothing you can do about it. It's like, oh, they like us it, and then not so good today. It was sort of getting like Bond films with the albums, you know, there was the kind of the Iceland one and the Morocco one, and we made a point of going to kind of interesting places, because it does get repetitive, but the Faroe Islands was strange. Greenland was absolutely amazing. That real sense of kind of being on a planet in a kind of vast and inexplicable universe, you know, like kind of like mind-blowing. Mm. Actually, I love North, actually. North, you know, it's kind of the Ewok forests. It's you know, that's kind of, there is paradise there. I love Scandinavia.
I love it. They're friendly people, aren't they? They seem to have got it just right. Every time I go, they always have such a lovely time.
That was fantastic. This summer was Helsinki, which I arrived to like hanging in rags after a big night in Sweden. And it was right in the middle of the summer, and it was kind of early evening, and the sun was still like way high in the sky. Mm. It's quite far north, Helsinki.
Yeah, yeah.
And it didn't really get dark; it just kind of went blue. But it was kind of, you know, I think, you know, it's very cold and very dark in the winter.
But it's freaky in the summer. Someone said it's like a zombie movie because people are coming out after the pubs are shut. And it's like that Michael Jackson Thriller video, and they're like, they're being sick in front of you, and pissing up the side of a pub, and you're like, but this is daytime, but it's actually midnight. It's like a zombie movie.
It kind of opens, you know, when you come out of the pub and it's still light. There's suddenly, you know, you don't have to get, you know, why go to bed?
Yeah, why?
But that was really.
And you probably couldn't sleep anyway with the sun coming through.
Well, no, you can't.
Another good hack. Don't sleep. We had Damon on here.
Yeah.
Now, there's a question I ask about what is the weirdest thing you've eaten abroad? I mean, he blew everyone out of the park.
Oh, no, I mean, he's insane. He'll be the first one down to the market, you know, in central Marrakesh, where you're not supposed to eat anything because you get diarrhea. Like, he's completely in head
first. We've had monkey brain in Mali, and then he had
really?
I always had the shark. Listen to this, love. It's an old Viking recipe. You piss on a dead shark, you bury it, and then you dig it up like a month later, and then you eat it. And he was saying this, honestly, I was nearly sick in my mouth. What would you say if Damon said, come on, we're going down the market, do some pissed on shark?
Do you know what? He cooked me lunch on Friday, Damon. He's a very good cook. Did some really nice mussels in a wine and celery sauce.
Oh, well, that's
absolutely
nice.
Which he sourced locally from his local fishmonger. Really wonderful.
Well, if he's cooking your shark, so you've got a dicky tummy.
I mean, some of those fermented, I mean, we spent a lot of time in Iceland, and some of those fermented fish. There's one where they say if you're sick after you put it in your mouth rather than before, you're doing quite well. But it's sort of like, it's kind of there's some really weird cheese in Norway as well, Jytost, made from reindeer milk, and they kind of cook the milk until it caramelizes, and it's this kind of really weird kind of cheesy chocolate.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, I look for it for years. And then inadvertently took a bite of a big cheese bun with a hangover in Norway, and it had that, they say if you haven't kind of grown up in Norway and eaten it as a kid, you'll never, it's really hard to acquire the taste.
What's the most hardcore cheese you've sold? Is it Blue Monday?
But blue cheese is quite a mouthful because it's a lot of different tastes at the same time. You can smell thousands of different smells, but you can only actually taste six distinct things. And blue cheese is unique, I think, and it's the only thing that is all six at the same time. So cheese competitions tend to get won by blue cheeses on the whole because there's the most going on there. But it can be a difficult taste to acquire, and you never want to be judging new blue cheeses at cheese competitions because when they're not very nice, they're really not very nice.
Much of the sugar babes here, and she, a Filipino dish, is fermented egg. It's deformed egg.
Oh.
Have you ever been to the Philippines?
Yeah, she says
it's amazing, but she says it's like you have a deformed egg and you swig it back with a beer.
Is that when they've got there's something in there?
And she said that she's going to, there's a Filipino restaurant around here, she's going to send me one. But I said, you're going to have to let me know when you send it, because I might think it's a homophobic attack or something if I open my letterbox and there's like a dead, you know, like, get out of here, I hate people like you. And it's actually Matea sending me a little...
that's quite a terrifying thought. A little beak in there and feathers and
Well, don't be putting that at a big festival.
Tray tables up and seats in the upright position. We are about to start our descent into Peru. Woo-hoo.
Right, listen, we're going to start in our descent. Time for the quick fire round. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito, please.
Of course. Leaning Tower of Pisa or Leaning Tower of Piss Off? Are you a culture vulture?
Yeah, love a bit. But everything. Yeah, bring it. Everything. Yeah, yeah. Culture, booze, food.
Everything.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Mile High or I'm Too Shy? Are you a member of the Mile High Club? What about in your light aircraft?
Did consider it, but it's, you know, like, captain's got responsibilities.
Okay, I'll take that as a yes. Nudist or not on your Nelly? Do you go nude, skinny dipping?
Yeah, yes. I mean,
it's a free country, do it, love.
I mean,
I've done it before.
I think at night time when I'm pissed, but never lying. Yeah, exactly.
Not on Shell Beach, whatever it's called. Everyone's got a camera these days. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Do you give good tips or do you go, ha ha, never see you again, I'm keeping me money?
15%, as Adrian Gill said.
You are a very good man. I knew you'd be a great tipper. Thank you so much, my love, if you'd like to go to the carousel and pick up your emotional baggage.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thanks, Alex. That was so much fun. Good luck at the Brits. Next week, my passenger is a boxer. Woo-woo! Tom Aspinall. See me take it in the ring. And don't you forget, live to me!